We begin today with ice hockey, and after 10 rounds of the domestic Extraliga, four clubs are on 19 points at the upper end of the table, with Pardubice ahead of Slavia Prague, Cometa Brno and Třinec in that order, thanks to superior goal difference. The East Bohemian club hit top spot after an away win over defending champions Plzeň on Sunday, with the score in that game 4-5 after penalties. Forward Lukáš Radil scored twice during the shootout to give Pardubice a 2-point win.
It's just brilliant. We're in form, they're scoring a lot of goals. It's still not working perfectly at the back, but it'd be very simple if we didn't have anything to improve. Naturally, I am pleased that I converted the two penalties. It's great.
Two of the teams on 19 points played each other on Sunday evening, with Třinec drawing level with Slavia after a 4-3 victory. That was Trinets' fourth win on the trot. Elsewhere, Sparta Prague lost on their own ice for the first time this season. Despite a hat-trick from Jaroslav Hlinka, they went down 4-6 to Vítkovice in the capital. Across the pond, Radek Dvořák may have only signed with the Carolina Hurricanes 2 days before the NHL started, but he's paying back the club's faith with 2 goals in 2 games. The veteran forward scored the decisive goal on Sunday in Carolina's first win of the season, 2-1 over Philadelphia. Jiří Hudler, meanwhile, is the most productive Czech in the league so far this season, with 2 goals and 2 assists for Calgary. The latter came on Sunday in a 4-5 defeat at the hands of Vancouver. Table tennis, and the Czech women's team took a commendable bronze at the European Championships in Austria's Schwechat at the weekend. The Czechs earned the medal after making the semi-finals, where they lost 1-3 to the Germans, with their only win coming from Renata Štrbíková. Her teammate, Iveta Vacenovská, had soundly beaten European number 1 Victoria Pavlovic of Belarus in the previous day's quarter-finals. However, she was no match for Germany's Chinese-born Nan Ying.
The basic reason for our defeat was that I'd never played Nan Ying before. She has an entirely different style than Victoria, and that was decisive. The Germans confirmed my expectation that they wouldn't fear us and would select Nan Ying as their number one player, and she knocked us out.
Soccer and the Czech international squad have been gathering in Prague ahead of the final 2 games in their World Cup qualification campaign. That's away to Malta on Friday and away to Bulgaria on Tuesday. However, a more or less full-strength lineup will be playing for their pride alone, as they no longer have a chance of reaching Brazil. That's all the sports news for today.